The Book of Yasher, a captioned audiobook narrated by In His Word 2. Chapter 61. And it came to pass at that time Pharaoh, king of Egypt, commanded all his people to make for him a strong palace in Egypt. And he also commanded the sons of Jacob to assist the Egyptians in the building. And the Egyptians made a beautiful and elegant palace for a royal habitation, and he dwelt therein, and he renewed his government, and he reigned securely. And Zebulun, the son of Jacob, died in that year, that is the 72nd year of the going down of the Israelites to Egypt. And Zebulun died 114 years old, and was put into a coffin and given into the hands of his children. And in the 75th year died his brother Simeon. He was 120 years old at his death, and he was also put into a coffin and given into the hands of his children. And Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, captain of the host to Angeas, king of Dinhaba, was still daily enticing Angeas to prepare for battle to fight with the sons of Jacob in Egypt. And Angeas was unwilling to do this thing, for his servants had related to him all the might of the sons of Jacob, what they had done unto them in their battle with the children of Esau. And Zepho was in those days daily enticing Angeas to fight with the sons of Jacob in those days. And after some time Angeas hearkened to the words of Zepho, and consented to him to fight with the sons of Jacob in Egypt. And Angeas got all his people in order, a people numerous as the sand which is upon the seashore. And he formed his resolution to go to Egypt to battle. And amongst the servants of Angeas was a youth, 15 years old. Balaam, the son of Beor, was his name. And the youth was very wise and understood the art of witchcraft. And Angeas said unto Balaam, Conjure for us, I pray thee, with the witchcraft, that we may know who will prevail in this battle to which we are now proceeding. And Balaam ordered that they should bring him wax, and he made therefore the likeness of chariots and horsemen, representing the army of Angeas and the army of Egypt. And he put them in the cunningly prepared waters that he had for that purpose. And he took in his hand the boughs of myrtle trees, and he exercised his cunning. He joined them over the water, and there appeared unto him in the water the resembling images of the host of Angeas falling before the resembling images of the Egyptians and the sons of Jacob. And Balaam told this thing to Angeas, and Angeas despaired and did not arm himself to go down to Egypt to battle, and he remained in his city. And when Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, saw that Angeas despaired of going forth to battle with the Egyptians, Zepho fled from Angeas from Africa, and he went and came unto Chittim. And all the people of Chittim received him with great honor, and they hired him to fight their battles all the days. And Zepho became exceedingly rich in those days, and the troops of the king of Africa still spread themselves in those days, and the children of Chittim assembled and went to Mount Kuptiziah on account of the troops of Angeas, king of Africa, who were advancing upon them. And it was one day that Zepho lost a young heifer, and he went to seek it. And he heard it lowing round about the mountain. And Zepho went, and he saw. And behold, there was a large cave at the bottom of the mountain. And there was a great stone there at the entrance of the cave. And Zepho split the stone, and he came into the cave, and he looked, and behold, a large animal was devouring the ox. From the middle upward, it resembled a man, and from the middle downward, it resembled an animal. And Zepho rose up against the animal and slew it with his swords. And the inhabitants of Chittim heard of this thing, and they rejoiced exceedingly, and they said, "What shall we do unto this man who has slain this animal that devoured our cattle?" And they all assembled to consecrate one day in the year to him. And they called the name thereof Zepho after his name. And they brought unto him drink offerings year after year on that day. And they brought unto him gifts. At that time, Janna, daughter of Uzu, wife of King Angeas, became ill. And her illness was heavily felt by Angeas and his officers. And Angeas said unto his wise men, "What shall I do to Janna, and how shall I heal her from her illness?" And his wise men said unto him, "Because the air of our country is not like the air of the land of Chittim, and our water is not like their water, therefore from this has the queen become ill. For through the change of air and water she became ill, and also because in her country she drank only the water which came from Perma, which her ancestors had brought up with bridges." And Angeas commanded his servants, and they brought unto him vessels of the waters of Perma belonging to Chittim. And they weighed those waters with all the waters of the land of Africa. And they found those waters lighter than the waters of Africa. And Angeas saw this thing, and he commanded all his officers to assemble the hewers of stone in thousands and tens of thousands, and they hewed stone without number. And the builders came, and they built an exceedingly strong bridge, and they conveyed the spring of water from the land of Chittim unto Africa. And those waters were for Janna, the queen, and for all her concerns, to drink from, and to bake, wash, and bathe therewith, and also to water therewith all seed from which food can be obtained, and all the fruit of the ground. And the king commanded that they should bring the soil of Chittim in large ships, and they also brought stones to build therewith. And the builders built palaces for Janna the queen, and the queen became healed of her illness. And at the revolution of the year, the troops of Africa continued coming to the land of Chittim to plunder as usual. And Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, heard their report, and he gave orders concerning them. And he fought with them, and they fled before him. Pardon me. And he delivered the land of Chittim from them. And the children of Chittim saw the valor of Zepho. And the children of Chittim resolved, and they made Zepho king over them. And he became king over them. And whilst he reigned, they went to subdue the children of Tubal and all the surrounding islands. And their king Zepho went at their head, and they made war with Tubal and the islands, and they subdued them. And when they returned from the battle, they renewed his government for him. And they built for him a very large palace for his royal habitation and seat. And they made a large throne for him. And Zepho reigned over the whole land of Chittim and over the land of Italia 50 years. Chapter 62. In that year, being the 79th year of the Israelites going down to Egypt, died Reuben, the son of Jacob, in the land of Egypt. Reuben was 125 years old when he died, and they put him into a coffin, and he was given into the hands of his children. And in the 80th year died his brother Dan. He was 120 years at his death, and he was also put into a coffin and given into the hands of his children. And in that year died Cushim, king of Edom, and after him reigned Hadad, the son of Bedad, for 35 years. And in the 81st year died Issachar, the son of Jacob, in Egypt, and Issachar was 122 years old at his death, and he was put into a coffin in Egypt and given into the hands of his children. And in the 82nd year died Asher, his brother. He was 123 years old at his death, and he was placed in a coffin in Egypt and given into the hands of his children. And in the 83rd year died Gad. He was 125 years old at his death, and he was put into a coffin in Egypt and given into the hands of his children. And it came to pass in the 84th year, that is the 50th year of the reign of Hadad, son of Bedad, king of Edom, that Hadad assembled all the children of Esau, and he got his whole army in readiness, about 400,000 men. And he directed his way to the land of Moab, and he went to fight with Moab and to make them tributary to him. And the children of Moab heard this thing, and they were very much afraid. And they sent to the children of Midian to assist them in fighting with Hadad, son of Bedad, king of Edom. And Hadad came unto the land of Moab, and Moab and the children of Midian went out to meet him, and they placed themselves in battle array against him in the field of Moab. And Hadad fought with Moab, and there fell the children of Moab and the children of Midian, many slain ones, about 200,000 men. And the battle was very severe upon Moab, and when the children of Moab saw that the battle was sore upon them, they weakened their hands and turned their backs, and left the children of Midian to carry on the battle. And the children of Midian knew not the intentions of Moab, but they strengthened themselves in battle and fought with Hadad and all his host. And all Midian fell before him. And Hadad smote all Midian with a heavy smiting, and he slew them with the edge of the sword. He left none remaining of those who came to assist Moab. And when all the children of Midian had perished in battle, and the children at Moab had escaped, Hadad made all Moab at that time tributary to him, and they became under his hand. And they gave a yearly tax as it was ordered, and Hadad turned and went back to his land. And at the revolution of the year, when the rest of the people of Midian that were in the land heard that all their brethren had fallen in battle with Hadad for the sake of Moab, because the children of Moab had turned their backs in battle and left Midian to fight, then five of the princes of Midian resolved with the rest of their brethren who remained in the land to fight with Moab, to avenge the cause of their brethren. And the children of Midian sent to all their brethren the children of the east, and all their brethren, all the children of Keturah, came to assist Midian to fight with Moab. And the children of Moab heard this thing, and they were greatly afraid that all the children of the east had assembled together against them for battle. And they, the children of Moab, sent a memorial to the land of Edom, to Hadad, the son of Bedad, saying, Come now unto us and assist us, and we will smite Midian. For they all assembled together and have come against us with all their brethren, the children of the east, to battle, to avenge the cause of Midian that fell in battle. And Hadad, son of Bedad, king of Edom, went forth with his whole army and went to the land of Moab to fight with Midian. And Midian and the children of the east fought with Moab in the field of Moab, and the battle was very fierce between them. And Hadad smote all the children of Midian and the children of the east with the edge of the sword. And Hadad at that time delivered Moab from the hand of Midian. And those that remained of Midian and of the children of the east fled before Hadad and his army. And Hadad pursued them to their land, and smote them with a very heavy slaughter, and the slain fell in the road. And Hadad delivered Moab from the hand of Midian, for all the children of Midian had fallen by the edge of the sword, and Hadad turned and went back to his land. And from that day forth, the children of Midian hated the children of Moab, because they had fallen in battle for their sake, and there was a great and mighty enmity between them all the days. And all that were found of Midian in the road of the land of Moab perished by the sword of Moab, and all that were found of Moab in the road of the land of Midian perished by the sword of Midian. Thus did Midian unto Moab, and Moab unto Midian for many days. And it came to pass at that time that Judah, the son of Jacob, died in Egypt, in the 86th year of Jacob's going down to Egypt. And Judah was 129 years old at his death. And they embalmed him and put him into a coffin. And he was given into the hands of his children. And in the 89th year died Naphtali. He was 132 years old, and he was put into a coffin and given into the hands of his children. And it came to pass in the 91st year of the Israelites going down to Egypt, that is, in the 30th year of the reign of Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, over the children of Chittim, the children of Africa came upon the children of Chittim to plunder them as usual, but they had not come upon them for these 13 years. And they came to them in that year, and Zepho the son of Eliphaz went out to them with some of his men and smote them desperately. And the troops of Africa fled from before Zepho, and the slain fell before him, and Zepho and his men pursued them, going on and smiting them until they were near unto Africa. And Angeas, king of Africa, heard the thing which Zepho had done, and it vexed him exceedingly. And Angeas was afraid of Zepho all the days. Chapter 63. And in the 93rd year died Levi, the son of Jacob, in Egypt, and Levi was 137 years old when he died. And they put him into a coffin, and he was given into the hands of his children. And it came to pass after the death of Levi, when all Egypt saw that the sons of Jacob, the brethren of Joseph, were dead, all the Egyptians began to afflict the children of Jacob, and to embitter their lives from that day unto the day of their going forth from Egypt. And they took from their hands all the vineyards and fields which Joseph had given unto them, and all the elegant houses in which the people of Israel lived, and all the fat of Egypt. The Egyptians took all from the sons of Jacob in those days. And the hand of Egypt became more grievous in those days against the children of Israel. And the Egyptians injured the Israelites until the children of Israel were wearied of their lives on account of the Egyptians. And it came to pass in those days, in the 102nd year of Israel's going down to Egypt, that Pharaoh, king of Egypt, died. And Melol, his son, reigned in his stead. And all the mighty men of Egypt, and all that generation which knew Joseph and his brethren, died in those days. And another generation rose up in their stead, which had not known the sons of Jacob, and all the good which they had done to them, and all their might in Egypt. Therefore, all Egypt began from that day forth to embitter the lives of the sons of Jacob, and to afflict them with all manner of hard labor, because they had not known their ancestors who had delivered them in the days of the famine. And this was also from the Lord, for the children of Israel, to benefit them in their latter days, in order that all the children of Israel might know the Lord their God, and in order to know the signs and mighty wonders which the Lord would do in Egypt on account of his people Israel, in order that the children of Israel might fear the Lord God of their ancestors, and walk in all his ways, they and their seed after him, all the days. Melol was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 94 years. And all Egypt called his name Pharaoh after the name of his father, as it was their custom to do every king who reigned over them in Egypt. At that time, all the troops of Angeas, king of Africa, went forth to spread along the land of Chittim as usual for plunder. And Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, heard their report, and he went forth to meet them with his army, and he fought them there in the road. And Zepho smote the troops of the king of Africa with the edge of the sword, and left none remaining of them, and not even one returned to his master in Africa. And Angeas heard of this which Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, had done to all his troops, that he had destroyed them. And Angeas assembled all his troops, all the men of the land of Africa, a people numerous like the sand by the seashore. And Angeas sent to Lucus his brother, saying, Come to me with all thy men, and help me to smite Zepho, and all the children of Chittim, who have destroyed my men. And Lucus came with his whole army, a very great force, to assist Angeas his brother to fight with Zepho and the children of Chittim. And Zepho and the children of Chittim heard this thing, and they were greatly afraid, and a great terror fell upon their hearts. And Zepho also sent a letter to the land of Edom, to Hadad the son of Bedad, king of Edom, and to all the children of Esau, saying, I have heard that Angeas, king of Africa, is coming to us with his brother for battle against us, and we are greatly afraid of him, for his army is very great, particularly as he comes against us with his brother and his army likewise. Now, therefore, come you also up with me and help me, and we will fight together against Angeas and his brother Lucus, and you will save us out of their hands. But if not, know ye that we shall all die. And the children of Esau sent a letter to the children of Chittim, and to Zepho their king, saying, We cannot fight against Angeas and his people, for a covenant of peace has been between us these many years, from the days of Bela the first king, and from the days of Joseph the son of Jacob, king of Egypt, with whom we fought on the other side of the Jordan, when he buried his father. And when Zepho heard the words of his brethren, the children of Esau, he refrained from them, and Zepho was greatly afraid of Angeas. And Angeas and Lucus, his brother, arrayed all their forces, about 800,000 men, against the children of Chittim. And all the children of Chittim said unto Zepho, Pray for us to the God of thy ancestors. peradventure he may deliver us from the hand of Angeas and his army. For we have heard that he is a great God, and that he delivers all who trust in him. And Zepho heard their words. And Zepho sought the Lord, and he said, O Lord God of Abraham and Isaac, my ancestors, this day I know that thou art a true God, and all the gods of the nations are vain and useless. Remember now this day unto me thy covenant with Abraham our father, which our ancestors related unto us, and do graciously with me this day for the sake of Abraham and Isaac our fathers, and save me and the children of Chittim from the hand of the king of Africa, who comes against us for battle. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Zepho, and he had regard for him on account of Abraham and Isaac. And the Lord delivered Zepho and the children of Chittim from the hand of Angeas and his people. And Zepho fought Angeas, king of Africa, and all his people on that day. And the Lord gave all the people of Angeas into the hands of the children of Chittim. And the battle was severe upon Angeas, and Zepho smote all the men of Angeas and Lucus, his brother, with the edge of the sword. And there fell from them unto the evening of that day about 400,000 men. And when Angeas saw that all his men perished, he sent a letter to all the inhabitants of Africa to come to him, to assist him in the battle. And he wrote in the letter, saying, All who are found in Africa, let them come unto me from 10 years old and upward. Let them all come unto me. And behold, if he comes not, he shall die, and all that he has with his whole household the king will take. And all the rest of the inhabitants of Africa were terrified at the words of Angeas. And there went out of the city about 300,000 men and boys from 10 years upward, and they came to Angeas. And at the end of 10 days, Angeas renewed the battle against Zepho and the children of Chittim. And the battle was very great and strong between them. And from the army of Angeas and Lucus, Zepho sent many of the wounded into his hand, about 2,000 men. And Sosiphtar, the captain of the host of Angeas, fell in that battle. And when Sosiphtar had fallen, the African troops turned their backs to flee, and they fled. And Angeas and Lucus his brother were with them. And Zepho and the children of Chittim pursued them, and they smote them still heavily on the road, about 200 men. And they pursued Asdrubal, the son of Angeas, who had fled with his father, and they smote 20 of his men in the road. And Asdrubal escaped from the children of Chittim, and they did not slay him. And Angeas and Lucus, his brother, fled with the rest of their men, and they escaped and came into Africa with terror and consternation. And Angeas feared all the days lest Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, should go to war with him. The Book of Yasher, a captioned audiobook narrated by In His Word 2. Chapter 64. And Balaam, the son of Beor, was at that time with Angeas in the battle. And when he saw that Zepho prevailed over Angeas, he fled from there and came to Chittim. And Zepho and the children of Chittim received him with great honor. For Zepho knew Balaam's wisdom, and Zepho gave unto Balaam many gifts, and he remained with him. And when Zepho had returned from the war, he commanded all the children of Chittim to be numbered who had gone into battle with him, and behold, not one was missed. And Zepho rejoiced at this thing, and he renewed his kingdom, and he made a feast to all his subjects. But Zepho remembered not the Lord, and considered not that the Lord had helped him in battle, and that he had delivered him and his people from the hand of the king of Africa, but still walked in the ways of the children of Chittim and the wicked children of Esau, to serve other gods, which his brethren, the children of Esau, had taught him. It is therefore said, from the wicked goes forth wickedness. And Zepho reigned over all the children of Chittim securely, but knew not the Lord who had delivered him and all his people from the hand of the king of Africa. And the troops of Africa came no more to Chittim to plunder as usual, for they knew of the power of Zepho, who had smitten them at the edge of the sword. So Angeas was afraid of Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, and of the children of Chittim all the days. At that time, when Zepho had returned from the war, and when Zepho had seen how he prevailed over all the people of Africa, and had smitten them in battle at the edge of the sword, then Zepho advised with the children of Chittim to go to Egypt to fight with the sons of Jacob and with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. For Zepho heard that the mighty men of Egypt were dead, and that Joseph and his brethren, the sons of Jacob, were dead, and that all their children, the children of Israel, remained in Egypt. And Zepho considered to go to fight against them and all Egypt, to avenge the cause of his brethren, the children of Esau, whom Joseph with his brethren and all Egypt had smitten in the land of Canaan, when they went up to bury Jacob in Hebron. And Zepho sent messengers to Hadad, son of Bedad, king of Edom, and to all his brethren, the children of Esau, saying, "Did you not say that you would not fight against the king of Africa, for he is a member of your covenant? Behold, I fought with him and smote him and all his people. Now, therefore, I have resolved to fight against Egypt and the children of Jacob who are there, and I will be avenged of them for what Joseph, his brethren, and ancestors did to us in the land of Canaan when they went up to bury their father in Hebron. Now then, if you are willing to come to me to assist me in fighting against them and Egypt, then shall we avenge the cause of our brethren." And the children of Esau hearkened to the words of Zepho, and the children of Esau gathered themselves together, a very great people, and they went to assist Zepho and the children of Chittim in battle. And Zepho sent to all the children of the east and to all the children of Ishmael with words like unto these. And they gathered themselves and came to the assistance of Zepho and the children of Chittim in the war upon Egypt. And all these kings, the king of Edom and the children of the east, and all the children of Ishmael, and Zepho the king of Chittim, went forth and arrayed all their host in Hebron. And the camp was very heavy, extending in length a distance of 3 days' journey, a people numerous as the sand upon the seashore, which cannot be counted. And all these kings and their hosts went down and came against all Egypt in battle, and encamped together in the valley of Pathros. And all Egypt heard their report, and they also gathered themselves together, all the people of the land of Egypt, and of all the cities belonging to Egypt, about 300,000 men. And the men of Egypt sent also to the children of Israel, who were in those days in the land of Goshen, to come to them in order to go and fight with these kings. And the men of Israel assembled, and were about 150 men, and they went into battle to assist the Egyptians. And the men of Israel and of Egypt went forth, about 300,000 men and 150 men, and they went toward these kings to battle. And they placed themselves from without the land of Goshen opposite Pathros. And the Egyptians believed not in Israel to go with them in their camps together for battle. For all the Egyptians said, "Perhaps the children of Israel will deliver us into the hand of the children of Esau and Ishmael, for they are their brethren." And all the Egyptians said unto the children of Israel, "Remain you here together in your stand, and we will go and fight against the children of Esau and Ishmael. And if these kings should prevail over us, then come you all together upon them and assist us." And the children of Israel did so. And Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, of king of Chittim, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, king of Edom, and all their camps, and all the children of the east, and the children of Ishmael, a people numerous as sand, encamped together in the valley of Pathros, opposite Tachpanches. And Balaam, the son of Beor, the Syrian, was there in the camp of Zepho, for he came with the children of Chittim to the battle, and Balaam was a man highly honored in the eyes of Zepho and his men. And Zepho said unto Balaam, "Try by divination for us, that we may know who will prevail in the battle, we or the Egyptians." And Balaam rose up and tried the art of divination, and he was skillful in the knowledge of it, but he was confused, and the work was destroyed in his hand. And he tried again, but it did not succeed. And Balaam despaired of it, and left it, and did not complete it. For this was from the Lord, in order to cause Zepho and his people to fall into the hand of the children of Israel, who had trusted in the Lord, the God of their ancestors, in their war. And Zepho and Hadad put their forces in battle array, and all the Egyptians went alone against them, about 300,000 men, and not one man of Israel was with them. And all the Egyptians fought with these kings opposite Pathros and Tachpanches, and the battle was severe against the Egyptians. And the kings were stronger than the Egyptians in that battle, and about 180 men of Egypt fell on that day, and about 30 men of the forces of the kings, and all the men of Egypt fled from before the kings. So the children of Esau and Ishmael pursued the Egyptians, continuing to smite them unto the place where was the camp of the children of Israel. And all the Egyptians cried unto the children of Israel, saying, "Hasten to us, and assist us, and save us from the hand of Esau, Ishmael, and the children of Chittim." And the 150 men of the children of Israel ran from their station to the camps of these kings, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord their God to deliver them. And the Lord hearkened to Israel, and the Lord gave all the men of the kings into their hand, and the children of Israel fought against these kings, and the children of Israel smote about 4,000 of the king's men. And the Lord threw a great consternation in the camp of the kings, so that the fear of the children of Israel fell upon them. And all the host of the kings fled from before the children of Israel, and the children of Israel pursued them, continuing to smite them unto the borders of the land of Cush. And the children of Israel slew of them in the road yet 2,000 men, and of the children of Israel not one fell. And when the Egyptians saw that the children of Israel had fought with such few men with the kings, and that the battle was so very severe against them, All the Egyptians were greatly afraid of their lives on account of the strong battle, and all Egypt fled, every man hiding himself from the arrayed forces, and they hid themselves in the road, and they left the Israelites to fight. And the children of Israel inflicted a terrible blow upon the king's men, and they returned from them after they had driven them to the border of the land of Cush. And all Israel knew the thing which the men of Egypt had done to them, that they had fled from them in battle, and had left them to fight alone. So the children of Israel also acted with cunning, and as the children of Israel returned from battle, they found some of the Egyptians in the road, and smote them there. And whilst they slew them, they said unto them these words, "Wherefore did you go from us and leave us, being a few people, to fight against these kings, who had a great people to smite us, that you might thereby deliver your own souls?" And of some which the Israelites met on the road, they, the children of Israel, spoke to each other, saying, "Smite, smite, for he is an Ishmaelite, or an Edomite, or from the children of Chittim." And they stood over him and slew him, and they knew that he was an Egyptian. And the children of Israel did these things cunningly against the Egyptians, because they had deserted them in battle and had fled from them. And the children of Israel slew of the men of Egypt in the road in this manner about 200 men. And all the men of Egypt saw the evil which the children of Israel had done to them. So all Egypt feared greatly the children of Israel, for they had seen their great power, and that not one man of them had fallen. So the children of Israel returned with joy on their road to Goshen, and the rest of Egypt returned each man to his place. Chapter 65. And it came to pass after these things that all the counselors of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and all the elders of Egypt assembled and came before the king and bowed down to the ground, and they sat before him. And the counselors and elders of Egypt spoke unto the king, saying, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel is greater and mightier than we are. And thou knowest all the evil which they did to us in the road when we returned from battle. And thou hast also seen their strong power, for this power is unto them from their fathers. For but a few men stood up against a people numerous as the sand, and smote them at the edge of the sword, and of themselves not one has fallen, so that if they had been numerous, they would have utterly destroyed them. Now therefore give us counsel what to do with them, until we gradually destroy them from amongst us, lest they become too numerous for us in the land. For if the children of Israel should increase in the land, they will become an obstacle to us. And if any war should happen to take place, they will, with their great strength, will join our enemy against us and fight against us, destroy us from the land and go away from it." So the king answered the elders of Egypt and said unto them, "This is the plan advised against Israel, from which we will not depart. Behold, in the land are Pithom and Ramses, cities unfortified against battle. It behooves you and us to build them and to fortify them. Now, therefore, go you also and act cunningly toward them, and proclaim a voice in Egypt and in Goshen at the command of the king, saying, 'All ye men of Egypt, Goshen, Pathros, and all their inhabitants, the king has commanded us to build Pithom and Ramses, and to fortify them for battle. Who amongst you of all Egypt, of the children of Israel, and of all the inhabitants of the cities, are willing to build with us shall each have his wages given to him daily at the king's order. So go you first and do cunningly, and gather yourselves and come to Pithom and Ramses to build. And whilst you are building, cause a proclamation of this kind to be made throughout Egypt every day at the command of the king. And when some of the children of Israel shall come to build with you, you shall give them their wages daily for a few days. And after they shall have built with you for their daily hire, drag yourselves away from them daily one by one in secret. And then you shall rise up and become their taskmasters and officers, and you shall leave them afterward to build without wages. And should they refuse, then force them with all your might to build. And if you do this, it will be well with us to strengthen our land against the children of Israel. For on account of the fatigue of the building and the work, the children of Israel will decrease, because you will deprive them from their wives day by day. And all the elders of Egypt heard the counsel of the king, and the counsel seemed good in their eyes and in the eyes of the servants of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all Egypt, and they did according to the word of the king. And all the servants went away from the king, and they caused a proclamation to be made in all Egypt, in Pontus and in Goshen, and in all the cities which surrounded Egypt, saying, "You have seen what the children of Esau and Ishmael did to us, who came to war against us and wished to destroy us. Now therefore the king commanded us to fortify the land, to build the cities of Pithom and Ramses, and to fortify them for battle, if they should again come against us. Whosoever of you from Egypt and from the children of Israel will come to build with us, he shall have his daily wages given by the king, as his command is unto us." And when Egypt and all the children of Israel heard all the servants of Pharaoh had spoken, there came from the Egyptians and the children of Israel to build with the servants of Pharaoh, Pithom and Ramses. But none of the children of Levi came with their brethren to build. And all the servants of Pharaoh and his princes came first with deceit to build with all Israel as daily hired laborers. And they gave to Israel daily their daily hire at the beginning. And the servants of Pharaoh built with all Israel, and were employed in that work with Israel for a month. And at the end of the month, all the servants of Pharaoh began to withdraw secretly from the people of Israel daily. And Israel went on with the work at that time, but they then received their daily hire, because some of the men of Egypt were yet carrying on the work with Israel at that time. Therefore the Egyptians gave Israel their hire in those days, in order that they, the Egyptians, their fellow workmen, might also take pay for their labor. And at the end of a year and 4 months, all the Egyptians had withdrawn from the children of Israel, so that the children of Israel were left alone engaged in the work. And after all the Egyptians had withdrawn from the children of Israel, they returned and became oppressors and officers over them. And some of them stood over the children of Israel as taskmasters, to receive from them all that they gave them for the pay of their labor. And the Egyptians did in this manner to the children of Israel day by day, in order to afflict in their work. And all the children of Israel were alone engaged in the labor, and the Egyptians refrained from giving any pay to the children of Israel from that time forward. And when some of the men of Israel refused to work on account of the wages not being given to them, then the exactors and the servants of Pharaoh oppressed them and smote them with heavy blows, and made them return by force to labor with their brethren. Thus did all the Egyptians unto the children of Israel all the days. And all the children of Israel were greatly afraid of the Egyptians in this matter. And all the children of Israel returned and worked alone without pay. And the children of Israel built Pithom and Ramses, and all the children of Israel did the work, some making bricks, and some building. And the children of Israel built and fortified all the land of Egypt and its walls. And the children of Israel were engaged in work for many years, until the time came when the Lord remembered them and brought them out of Egypt. But the children of Levi were not employed in the work with their brethren of Israel from the beginning unto the day of their going forth from Egypt. For all the children of Levi knew that the Egyptians had spoken all these words with deceit to the Israelites. Therefore the children of Levi refrained from approaching to the work with their brethren. And the Egyptians did not direct their attention to make the children of Levi work afterward, since they had not been with their brethren at the beginning. Therefore the Egyptians left them alone. And the hands of the men of Egypt were directed with continued severity against the children of Israel in that work. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel work with rigor. And the Egyptians embittered the lives of the children of Israel with hard work, in mortar and bricks, and also in all manner of work in the field. And the children of Israel called Melol, the king of Egypt, Meror, king of Egypt, because in his days the Egyptians had embittered their lives with all manner of work. And all the work wherein the Egyptians made the children of Israel labor, they exacted with rigor, in order to afflict the children of Israel. But the more they afflicted them, the more they increased and grew. And the Egyptians were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Book of Yasher, a captioned audiobook narrated by In His Word 2. Chapter 66. At that time died Hadad, the son of Bedad, king of Edom, and Samlah from Mesrekah, from the country of the children of the east, reigned in his place. In the 13th year of the reign of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which was the 125th year of the Israelites going down into Egypt, Samlah had reigned over Edom 18 years. And when he reigned, he drew forth his host to go and fight against Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, and the children of Chittim, because they had made war against Angeas, king of Africa, and they destroyed his whole army. But he did not engage with him, for the children of Esau prevented him, saying, he was their brother. So Samlah listened to the voice of the children of Esau, and turned back with all his forces to the land of Edom. He did not proceed to fight against Zepho, the son of Eliphaz. And Pharaoh, king of Egypt, heard this thing, saying, Samlah, king of Edom, has resolved to fight the children of Chittim, and afterward he will come to fight against Egypt. And when the Egyptians heard this matter, they increased the labor upon the children of Israel, lest the Israelites should go unto them as they did unto them in their war with the children of Esau in the days of Hadad. So the Egyptians said unto the children of Israel, hasten and do your work and finish your task, and strengthen the land, lest the children of Esau, your brethren, should come to fight against us, for on your account they will come against us. And the children of Israel did the work of the men of Egypt day by day, and the Egyptians afflicted the children of Israel in order to lessen them in the land. But as the Egyptians increased the labor upon the children of Israel, so did the children of Israel increase and multiply, and all Egypt was filled with the children of Israel. And in the 125th year of Israel's going down into Egypt, all the Egyptians saw that their counsel did not succeed against Israel, but that they increased and grew. And the land of Egypt and the land of Goshen were filled with the children of Israel. So all the elders of Egypt and its wise men came before the king and bowed down to him and sat before him. And the elders of Egypt and the wise men thereof said unto the king, May the king live forever. Thou didst counsel us the counsel against the children of Israel, and we did unto them according to the word of the king. But in proportion to the increase of labor, so do they increase and grow in the land. And behold, the whole country is filled with them. Now therefore, our Lord and King, the eyes of all Egypt are upon thee to give them advice with thy wisdom, by which they may prevail over Israel to destroy them, or to diminish them from the land. And the king answered them, saying, Give you counsel in this matter, that we may know what to do unto them. And an officer, one of the king's counselors, whose name was Job, from Mesopotamia, in the land of Uz, answered the king, saying, If it please the king, let him hear the counsel of his servant. And the king said unto him, Speak. And Job spoke before the king, the princes, and before all the elders of Egypt, saying, Behold, the counsel of the king, which he advised formerly respecting the labor of the children of Israel, is very good, and you must not remove from them that labor forever. But this is the advice counseled by which you may lessen them, if it seems good to the king to afflict them. Behold, we have feared war for a long time, and we said, When Israel becomes fruitful in the land, they will drive us from the land if a war should take place. If it please the king, let a royal decree go forth, and let it be written in the laws of Egypt, which shall not be revoked, that every male child born to the Israelites, his blood shall be spilled on the ground. And by doing this, when all the male children of Israel shall have died, the evil of their wars will cease. Let the king do so, and send for all the Hebrew midwives, and order them in this matter to execute it. So the thing pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Job. And the king sent for the Hebrew midwives to be called, of which the name of one was Shephra, and the name of the other was Puah. And the midwives came before the king and stood in his presence. And the king said unto them, When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But if you will not do this thing, then I will burn you up and all your houses with fire. But the midwives feared God and did not hearken to the king of Egypt nor to his words. And when the Hebrew women brought forth to the midwife a son or daughter, then did the midwife do all that was necessary to the child and let it live. Thus did the midwives all the days. And this thing was told to the king, and he sent and called for the midwives. And he said unto them, Why have you done this thing, and have saved the children alive? And the midwives answered and spoke together before the king, saying, Let not the king think that the Hebrew women are as the Egyptian women, for all the children of Israel are male, and before the midwife comes to them they are delivered. And as for us, thy handmaids, for many days no Hebrew woman has brought forth upon us, for all the Hebrew women are their own midwives, because they are hale. And Pharaoh heard the words and believed them in this matter. And the midwives went away from the king, and God dealt well with them, and the people multiplied and waxed exceedingly. Chapter 67. And there was a man in the land of Egypt of the seed of Levi, whose name was Amram, the son of Kehath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And this man went and took a wife, namely Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, his father's sister, and she was 126 years old, and he came unto her. And the woman conceived and bare a daughter, and she called her name Miriam, because in those days the Egyptians had embittered the lives of the children of Israel. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Aaron, for in the days of her conception Pharaoh began to spill the blood of the male children of Israel. In those days died Zepho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, king of Chittim, and Janaeus reigned in his stead. And the time that Zepho reigned over the children of Chittim was 50 years, and he died and was buried in the city of Nabna, the land of Chittim. And Janaeus, one of the mighty men of the children of Chittim, reigned after him, and he reigned 50 years. And it was after the death of the king of Chittim that Balaam, the son of Beor, fled from the land of Chittim, and he went and came to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Pharaoh received him with great honor, for he had heard of his wisdom, and he gave him presents and made him for a counselor, and aggrandized him. And Balaam dwelt in Egypt in honor with all the nobles of the king, and the nobles exalted him, because they all coveted to learn his wisdom. And in the 130th year of Israel's going down to Egypt, Pharaoh dreamed that he was sitting upon his kingly throne, and lifted up his eyes, and saw an old man standing before him. And there were scales in the hands of the old man, such scales as are used by merchants. And the old man took the scales and hung them before Pharaoh. And the old man took all the elders of Egypt and all its nobles and great men, and he tied them together and put them in one scale. And he took a milk kid and put it into the other scale, and the kid preponderated over all. And Pharaoh was astonished at this dreadful vision, why the kid should preponderate over all. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And Pharaoh rose up early in the morning and called all his servants and related to them the dream, and the men were greatly afraid. And the king said to all his wise men, Interpret, I pray you, the dream which I dreamed, that I may know it. And Balaam, the son of Beor, answered the king and said unto him, This means nothing else but a great evil that will spring up against Egypt in the latter days. For a son will be born to Israel, who will destroy all Egypt and its inhabitants, and bring forth the Israelites from Egypt with a mighty hand. Now therefore, O king, take counsel upon this matter, that you may destroy the hope of the children of Israel and their expectation before this evil arise against Egypt. And the king said unto Balaam, And what shall we do unto Israel? Surely after a certain manner did we at first counsel against them, and could not prevail over them. Now therefore give you also advice against them, by which we may prevail over them. And Balaam answered the king, saying, Send now and call thy two counselors, and we will see what their advice is upon this matter, and afterward thy servant will speak. And the king sent and called his two counselors, Reuel the Midianite and Job the Uzite, and they came and sat before the king. And the king said unto them, Behold, you have both heard the dream which I have dreamed, and the interpretation thereof. Now therefore give counsel, and know, and see what is to be done to the children of Israel, that whereby we may prevail over them, before their evil shall spring up against us. And Reuel the Midianite answered the king and said, May the king live, may the king live forever. If it seem good to the king, let him desist from the Hebrews and leave them, and let him not stretch forth his hand against them. For these are they whom the Lord chose in days of old, and took as the lot of his inheritance from amongst all nations of the earth, and the kings of the earth. And who is there that stretched his hand against them with impunity, of whom their God was not avenged? Surely thou knowest that when Abraham went down to Egypt, Pharaoh, the former king of Egypt, saw Sarah his wife, and took her for a wife, because Abraham said, She is my sister, for he was afraid lest the men of Egypt should slay him on account of his wife. And when the king of Egypt had taken Sarah, then God smote him and his household with heavy plagues, until he restored unto Abraham his wife Sarah. Then was he healed. And Abimelech the Gerite, king of the Philistines, God punished on account of Sarah, wife of Abraham, in stopping up every womb from man to beast. When their God came to Abimelech in the dream of the night and terrified him, in order that he might restore to Abraham Sarah, whom he had taken, and afterward all the people of Gerar were punished on account of Sarah, and Abraham prayed to his God for them, and he was entreated of him, and he healed them. And Abimelech feared all this evil that came upon him and his people, and he returned to Abraham his wife Sarah, and gave him with her many gifts. He did so also to Isaac, when he had driven him from Gerar, and God had done wonderful things to him, that all the watercourses of Gerar were dried up, and their productive trees did not bring forth. Until Abimelech of Gerar, and Ahuzeth, one of his friends, and Pichol, the captain of his host, went to him, and they bent and bowed down before him to the ground. And they requested of him to supplicate for them, and he prayed to the Lord for them. And the Lord was entreated of him, and he healed them. Jacob also, the plain man, was delivered through his integrity from the hand of his brother Esau, and the hand of Laban the Syrian, his mother's brother, who had sought his life, likewise from the hands of all the kings of Canaan, who had come together against him and his children to destroy them. And the Lord delivered them out of their hands, that they turned upon them and smote them, for who had ever stretched forth his hand against them with impunity. Surely Pharaoh the former, thy father's father, raised Joseph, the son of Jacob, above all the princes of the land of Egypt, when he saw his wisdom. For through his wisdom he rescued all the inhabitants of the land from the famine. After which he ordered Jacob and his children to come down to Egypt, in order that through their virtue the land of Egypt and the land of Goshen might be delivered from the famine. Now therefore, if it seem good in thine eyes, cease from destroying the children of Israel, but if it be not thy will that they shall dwell in Egypt, send them forth from here, that they may go to the land of Canaan, the land where their ancestors sojourned. And when Pharaoh heard the words of Jethro, he was very angry with him, so that he rose with shame from the king's presence and went to Midian, his land, and took Joseph's stick with him. And the king said to Job the Uzite, What sayest thou, Job, and what is thy advice respecting the Hebrews? So Job said to the king, Behold, all the inhabitants of the land are in thy power. Let the king do as it seems good in his eyes. And the king said to Balaam, What dost thou say, Balaam? Speak thy word, that we may hear it. And Balaam said to the king, Of all that the king has counseled against the Hebrews will they be delivered, and the king will not be able to prevail over them with any counsel. For if thou thinkest to lessen them by the flaming fire, thou canst not prevail over them. For surely their God delivered Abraham their father from Ur of the Chaldeans, and if thou thinkest to destroy them with a sword, surely Isaac their father was delivered from it, and a ram was placed in his stead. And if with hard and rigorous labor thou thinkest to lessen them, thou wilt not prevail even in this, for their father Jacob served Laban in all manner of hard work and prospered. Now therefore, O king, hear my words, for this is the counsel which is counseled against them, by which thou wilt prevail over them, and from which thou shouldest not depart. If it please the king, let him order all their children which shall be born from this day forward to be thrown into the water. For by this canst thou wipe away their name, for none of them, nor of their fathers, were tried in this manner. And the king heard the words of Balaam, and the thing pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Balaam. And the king ordered a proclamation to be issued and a law to be made throughout the land of Egypt, saying, Every male child born to the Hebrews from this day forward shall be thrown into the water. And Pharaoh called unto all his servants, saying, Go now and seek throughout the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel are, and see that every son born to the Hebrews shall be cast into the river, but every daughter you shall let live. And when the children of Israel heard this thing which Pharaoh had commanded, to cast their male children into the river, some of the people separated from their wives, and others adhered to them. And from that day forward, when the time of delivery arrived to those women of Israel who had remained with their husbands, they went to the field to bring forth there, and they brought forth in the field, and left their children upon the field, and returned home. And the Lord, who had sworn to their ancestors to multiply them, sent one of his ministering angels, which are in heaven, to wash each child in water, to anoint and swathe it, and to put into its hands two smooth stones, from one of which it sucked milk, and from the other honey. And he caused its hair to grow to its knees, by which it might cover itself, to comfort it, and to cleave to it through his compassion for it. And when God had compassion over them, and had desired to multiply them upon the face of the land, he ordered his earth to receive them to be preserved therein till the time of their growing up, after which the earth opened its mouth and vomited them forth, and they sprouted forth from the city like the herb of the earth and the grass of the forest, and they returned each to his family and to his father's house, and they remained with them. And the babes of the children of Israel were upon the earth like the herb of the field, through God's grace to them. And when all the Egyptians saw this thing, they went forth each to his field with his yoke of oxen and his plowshare, and they plowed it up as one plows the earth at seed time. And when they plowed, they were unable to hurt the infants of the children of Israel. So the people increased and waxed exceedingly. And Pharaoh ordered his officers daily to go to Goshen to seek for the babes of the children of Israel. And when they had sought and found one, they took it from their mother's bosom by force and threw it into the river. But the female child they left with its mother. Thus did the Egyptians do to the Israelites all the days. The Book of Yasher, a captioned audiobook narrated by In His Word 2. Chapter 68. And it was at that time the Spirit of God was upon Miriam, the daughter of Amram, the sister of Aaron. And she went forth and prophesied about the house, saying, Behold, a son will be born unto us from my father and mother this time, and he will save Israel from the hands of Egypt. And when Amram heard the words of his daughter, he went and took his wife back to the house, after he had driven her away at the time when Pharaoh ordered every male child of the house of Jacob to be thrown into the water. So Amram took Jochebed, his wife, 3 years after he had driven her away, and he came to her, and she conceived. And at the end of 7 months from her conception, she brought forth a son, and the whole house was filled with great light, as of the light of the sun and moon at the time of their shining. And when the woman saw the child that it was good and pleasing to the sight, she hid it for 3 months in an inner room. In those days the Egyptians conspired to destroy all the Hebrews there. And the Egyptian women went to Goshen where the children of Israel were, and they carried their young ones upon their shoulders, their babes who could not yet speak. And in those days, when the women of the children of Israel brought forth, each woman had hidden her son from before the Egyptians, that the Egyptians might not know of their bringing forth, and might not destroy them from the land. And the Egyptian women came to Goshen, and their children who could not speak were upon their shoulders. And when an Egyptian woman came into the house of a Hebrew woman, her babe began to cry. And when it cried, the child that was in the inner room answered it. So the Egyptian women went and told it at the house of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh sent his officers to take the children and slay them. Thus did the Egyptians to the Hebrew women all the days. And it was at that time, about 3 months from Jochebed's concealment of her son, that the thing was known in Pharaoh's house. And the women hastened to take away her son before the officers came. And she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister Miriam stood afar off to know what would be done to him, and what would become of her words. And God sent forth at that time a terrible heat in the land of Egypt, which burned up the flesh of man like the sun in his circuit, and it greatly oppressed the Egyptians. And all the Egyptians went down to bathe in the river on account of the consuming heat which was burning up their flesh. And Bathia, the daughter of Pharaoh, went also to bathe in the river, owing to the consuming heat. And her maidens walked at the river's side, and all the women of Egypt as well. And Bathia lifted up her eyes to the river, and she saw the ark upon the water, and sent her maid to fetch it. And she opened it and saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and she said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." And all the women of Egypt walking on the riverside desired to give him suck, but he would not suck, for this thing was from the Lord in order to restore him to his mother's breast. And Miriam, his sister, was at that time amongst the Egyptian women at the riverside, and she saw this thing, and she said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and fetch a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the young woman went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to Jochebed, "Take this child away and suckle it for me, and I will pay thee thy wages, 2 bits of silver daily." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And at the end of 2 years, when the child grew up, she brought him to the daughter of Pharaoh, and he was unto her as a son. And she called his name Moses, for she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And Amram, his father, called his name Chebar, for he said, "It was for him that he associated with his wife, whom he had turned away." And Jochebed, his mother, called his name Jekuthiel, because she said, "I have hoped for him to the Almighty, and God restored him unto me." And Miriam, his sister, called him Jared, for she descended after him to the river to know what his end would be. And Aaron, his brother, called his name Abizanuk, saying, "My father left my mother and returned to her on his account." And Kehath, the father of Amram, called his name Abigdor, because on his account did God repair the breach of the house of Jacob, that they could no longer throw their male children into the water. And their nurse called him Abisoko, saying, "In his tabernacle was he hidden for 3 months, on account of the children of Ham." And all Israel called his name Shemaiah, son of Nethanel, for they said, "In his days has God heard their cries and rescued them from their oppressors." And Moses was in Pharaoh's house, and was unto Bithia, Pharaoh's daughter, as a son, and Moses grew up amongst the king's children. Chapter 69. And the king of Edom died in those days, in the 18th year of his reign, and was buried in his temple which he had built for himself as his royal residence in the land of Edom. And the children of Esau sent to Pethor, which is upon the river, and they fetched from there a young man of beautiful eyes and comely aspect, whose name was Saul, and they made him king over them in place of Samlah. And Saul reigned over all the children of Esau in the land of Edom for 40 years. And when Pharaoh, king of Egypt, saw that the counsel which Balaam had advised respecting the children of Israel did not succeed, but that still they were fruitful, multiplied, and increased throughout the land of Egypt, then Pharaoh commanded in those days that a proclamation should be issued throughout Egypt to the children of Israel, saying, "No man shall diminish anything of his daily labor. And the man who shall be found deficient in his labor, which he performs daily, whether in mortar or in bricks, then his youngest son shall be put in their place." And the labor of Egypt strengthened upon the children of Israel in those days. And behold, if one brick was deficient in any man's labor, the Egyptians took his youngest boy by force from his mother and put him into the building in the place of the brick which his father had left wanting. And the men of Egypt did so to all the children of Israel day by day, for all the days for a long period. But the tribe of Levi did not at that time work with the Israelites, their brethren, from the beginning. For the children of Levi knew the cunning of the Egyptians, which they exercised at first toward the Israelites. Chapter 70. And in the third year from the birth of Moses, Pharaoh was sitting at a banquet, when Alparanith the queen was sitting at his right, and Bathia at his left. And the lad Moses was lying upon her bosom, and Balaam, the son of Beor, with his two sons, and all the princes of the kingdom were sitting at table in the king's presence. And the lad stretched forth his hand upon the king's head, and took the crown from the king's head, and placed it on his own head. And when the kings and princes saw the work which the boy had done, the kings and princes were terrified, and one man to his neighbor expressed astonishment. And the king said unto the princes who were before him at table, What speak you, and what say you, O ye princes, in this matter? And what is to be the judgment against the boy on account of this act? And Balaam, the son of Beor, the magician, answered before the king and princes, and he said, Remember now, O my lord and king, the dream which thou didst dream many days since, and that which thy servant interpreted unto thee. Now, therefore, this is a child from the Hebrew children, in whom is the Spirit of God, and let not my lord the king imagine that this youngster did this thing without knowledge. For he is a Hebrew boy, and wisdom and understanding are with him, although he is yet a child, and with wisdom has he done this, and chosen unto himself the kingdom of Egypt. For this is the manner of all the Hebrews to deceive kings and their nobles, to do all these things cunningly, in order to make the kings of the earth and their men tremble. Surely thou knowest that Abraham, their father, acted thus, who deceived the army of Nimrod, king of Babel, and Abimelech, king of Gerar, and that he possessed himself of the land of the children of Heth, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and that he descended into Egypt, and said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister, in order to mislead Egypt and her king. His son Isaac also did so when he went to Gerar and dwelt there, and his strength prevailed over the army of Abimelech, king of the Philistines. He also thought of making the kingdom of the Philistines stumble in saying that Rebekah, his wife, was his sister. Jacob also dealt treacherously with his brother, and took from his hand his birthright and his blessing. He went then to Padan Aram, to the house of Laban, his mother's brother, and cunningly obtained from him his daughter, his cattle, and all belonging to him, and fled away, and returned to the land of Canaan, to his father. His sons sold their brother Joseph, who went down into Egypt and became a slave, and was placed in the prison house for 12 years, until the former Pharaoh dreamed dreams, and withdrew him from the prison house, and magnified him above all the princes in Egypt, on account of his interpreting his dreams to him. And when God caused a famine throughout the land, he sent for and brought his father and all his brothers and the whole of his father's household, and supported them without price or reward, and bought the Egyptians for slaves. Now therefore, my lord king, behold, this child has risen up in their stead in Egypt, to do according to their deeds and to trifle with every king, prince, and judge. If it please the king, let us now spill his blood upon the ground, lest he grow up and take away the government from thy hand, and the hope of Egypt perish after he shall have reigned. And Balaam said to the king, Let us moreover call for all the judges of Egypt and the wise men thereof, and let us know if the judgment of death is due to this boy as thou didst say, and then we will slay him. And Pharaoh sent and called for all the wise men of Egypt, and they came before the king, and an angel of the Lord came amongst them, and he was like one of the wise men of Egypt. And the king said to the wise men, Surely you have heard what this Hebrew boy who is in the house has done, and thus has Balaam judged in the matter. Now judge you also, and see what is due the boy for the act he has committed. And the angel, who seemed like one of the wise men of Pharaoh, answered and said as follows, before all the wise men of Egypt, and before the king and the princes. If it please the king, let the king send for men who shall bring before you, before him, an onyx stone and a coal of fire, and place them before the child. And if the child shall stretch forth his hand and take the onyx stone, then shall we know that with wisdom has the youth done all that he has done, and we must slay him. But if he stretch forth his hand upon the coal, then we shall know that it was not with knowledge that he did this thing, and he shall live. And the thing seemed good in the eyes of the king and the princes, so the king did according to the word of the angel of the Lord. And the king ordered the onyx stone and coal to be brought and placed before Moses. And they placed the boy before them, and the lad endeavored to stretch forth his hand to the onyx stone, but the angel of the Lord took his hand and placed it upon the coal, and the coal became extinguished in his hand, and he lifted it up and put it into his mouth, and it burned part of his lips and part of his tongue, and he became heavy in mouth and tongue. And when the king and princes saw this, they knew that Moses had not acted with wisdom in taking off the crown from the king's head. So the king and princes refrained from slaying the child. So Moses remained in Pharaoh's house, growing up, and the Lord was with him. And whilst the boy was in the king's house, he was robed in purple, and he grew amongst the children of the king. And when Moses grew up in the king's house, Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, considered him as a son, and all the household of Pharaoh honored him, and all the men of Egypt were afraid of him. And he daily went forth and came into the land of Goshen, where his brethren, the children of Israel, were, and Moses saw them daily in shortness of breath and hard labor. And Moses asked them, saying, Wherefore is this labor meted out unto you day by day? And they told him all that had befallen them, and all the injunctions which Pharaoh had put upon them before his birth. And they told him all the counsels which Balaam the son of Beor had counseled against them, and what he had also counseled against him in order to slay him when he had taken the king's crown from off his head. And when Moses heard these things, his anger was kindled against Balaam, and he sought to kill him, and he was in ambush for him day by day. And Balaam was afraid of Moses, and he and his two sons rose up and went forth from Egypt, and they fled and delivered their souls and betook themselves to the land of Cush, to Kikianus, king of Cush. And Moses was in the king's house going out and coming in. The Lord gave him favor in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants, and in the eyes of all the people of Egypt. And they loved Moses exceedingly. And the day arrived when Moses went to Goshen to see his brethren, that he saw the children of Israel in their burdens and hard labor. And Moses was grieved on their account. And Moses returned to Egypt and came to the house of Pharaoh and came before the king. And Moses bowed down before the king. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, I pray thee, my lord, I have come to seek a small request from thee. Turn not away my face empty. And Pharaoh said unto him, Speak. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Let there be given unto thy servants the children of Israel who are in Goshen one day to rest therein from their labor. And the king answered Moses and said, Behold, I have lifted up thy face in this thing to grant thy request. And Pharaoh ordered a proclamation to be issued throughout Egypt and Goshen, saying, To you, all the children of Israel, thus says the king, for 6 days you shall do your work and labor, but on the seventh day you shall rest, and shall not perform any work. Thus shall you do all the days, as the king and Moses, the son of Bethia, have commanded. And Moses rejoiced at this thing, which the king had granted to him, and all the children of Israel did as Moses ordered them. For this thing was from the Lord to the children of Israel, for the Lord had begun to remember the children of Israel to save them for the sake of their fathers. And the Lord was with Moses, and his fame went throughout Egypt. And Moses became great in the eyes of all the Egyptians, and in the eyes of all the children of Israel, seeking good for his people Israel, and speaking words of peace regarding them to the king.